Blog Talk Radio.
Dang dang dang, ding dong ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon. Dip 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 dip, moon, 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 blue moon. Dip 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 dip, moon, 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 blue moon. Dip 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 dip, bomb 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 bomb, dang dang dang, ding dong ding,
blue moon. You saw me standing alone.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on, ding, boom.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, bomb 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Subject tonight is Trump takes on all comers. You can look at this guy and you can listen to all of the pundits, as they call them, saying that talking about all his rudeness, impoliteness, and he just won't conform to become a loser like they are. He speaks his mind, and he doesn't take no guff. And the communists can trot out the widows and orphans and cripples whose legs they break before the show just to have a cripple. And exploit, and they tear at your heartstrings. But you know what? After they tear at your heartstrings, they're going to eat your heart out. The only difference between a Democrat and a vulture is a vulture waits until you're dead before he eats your heart out. So, welcome to the show. I've been listening to all kinds of anti-Trump crap for the week, and I decided I have to say something. All weekend, Fox News assassinated Trump. They do it. They do it very, I call them the masters of subtle sabotage. Fox News has got a problem. They got infighting going on. They got accusations. They've taken down Roger Ailes in a coup d'etat. Yeah, Fox News and Turkey, they got the same coup d'etat. By the way, that coup d'etat in Turkey, I believe, was staged by Erdogan to give him an excuse. He's another Stalin, to give him an excuse to wipe out his enemies and anybody he thinks might be an enemy. I do not trust Erdogan. It would be better that he be gone. I believe that if the military wanted to perform a coup, they would have successfully pulled it off. So this is a staged coup. Just my gut feeling, but I've got better chances than U.S. Intel. I'm going to jump to a quick tune, and when we come back, we'll talk about Gary Cooper and High Noon and why I think that's what Donald Trump is going through.
Yeah.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou, where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. All those fishing boats with their sails afloat, if I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be. My baby again, and to be with some of my friends. Maybe I'd be happy then on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, gonna stay on Blue Bayou, where the folks are fine and the world is mine on Blue Bayou.
Now, Chris Wallace had an interview with Hillary. Now, do you think that Chris Wallace was allowed to ride roughshod over Hillary and ask the questions that should be asked? He was given a list, and they said, stick to the script, or you will be banned forever. We can make you disappear. We have a track record. Yeah, of people committing suicide. Yeah, he shot himself 3 times in the back of the head. Unbelievable. Okay, so if Trump was a gunfighter, he would be Gary Cooper in High Noon. And Paul Rhino and Match McConaughey, the flag burner, with Chi-Com connections are Democratsies. There's a group, this higher controlling faction in the Rhino Party that will not give up power, and they defy Trump, and they're doing everything in their power, including working in cohesion with the Democratsies to destroy Trump. But it doesn't matter. Trump is going to take them all on. He took them all on when he beat 17 competitors. Okay? And they tried to get him with this Genghis Khan routine, who got up on the stage and pulled a Casey Sheehan's mother. Remember Casey Sheehan's mother? She dragged her son's body down to Texas. You know the Casey Sheehan story? She was a communist. And her son joined the military to get away from her. And he died in Iraq. He died on Palm Sunday. And he took another man's place on a mission. And that guy lived. But Casey Sheehan died. And, you know, his mother wouldn't even buy him a tombstone. She said the government has to buy the tombstone. She couldn't lay out the money and give him a monument before the government came across with the slow cash, right? And then she dragged her son all the way down to Venezuela and hugged Hugo Chavez. And she went down to Texas and harassed Bush, dragging her poor son's body. all over the country for the Communist Party. And that's what this Mr. Khan did. His son died as an American captain in the military, and Trump paid his respects, but he challenged the father on what he was doing. And he was doing a Casey Sheehan's mother. He was dragging the body around for the Democrat Party. And that's a no-no. You don't do that. Only dirty, disgusting Democrats do that. So Trump was right to challenge Khan. And how come Khan's not on the Democrat Party platform running for office with Hillary? No. Only white people are allowed up on top in the Democrat Party. Everybody else goes in the hold of the ship. Yeah. We got Bobby Jindal. Bobby Jindal is a miracle worker in Louisiana. We're the mosaic. We had 17 different ethnic groups running for office. We covered all colors, all nationalities. And what did Hillary have? She had Bernie Sanders, who was told in the beginning, when the time comes, Bernie, you got to turn your slaves over to us. We know you got the big con working, Bernie, but when Hillary says it's time to give them up, you got to turn them over to the Democratic Party of Death, the Party de la Muerte. So Trump takes on all anti-Americans. And you can add the Wall Street Journal goons to the Rhino list attempting to wipe out Trump for Hitlery. Let's face it, Trump is Gary Cooper in High Noon. He stands alone among cowards, unwilling to commit to freedom's cause, but will take the benefits if Trump wins. I'm going to pay a tribute to his partner, Mike from Indiana, Mike Pence. What a great guy. What a gentleman. What class. He's from flyover country. You know, there's a lot of people in flyover country, and they're all going to fly in the face of Hillary and vote her out of office, along with the Party of Death and their rhino confederates. So this is for Mike Pence. Thank you for working with Donald Trump.
Again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I dream about my Indiana home. Fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I miss my Indiana home.
Boy, that sure beats. I love that Midwestern accent. It's just like my Southern accent. It sure beats somebody saying, when the moonlight is on the Wabash. Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, so look at what he is up against, El Trumpo. Remember they said he wouldn't get the Latin American vote? I know Brazilians that are voting for him, and they used to be all Democrats. But they see truth and honesty in this man's promises, and they don't trust the Democrats. So look at who he's up against. He's up against the Bush babies. And I don't know if you caught it, but there was one rally that the Bushes were at and Trump was on the stage. And old man Bush took his finger and he dragged it across his throat with a smile on his face. And I didn't like that. That's not the way you work together as Americans. And that told me something, that I think the Bushes are closer to the Clintons. And I was Bush's number one supporter. I got a book that defended Bush from start to finish. And it is sad, man. It is really sad. And Governor Kasich, who is whining. You know why he's really whining? You want to know the truth? He did not get the free toaster. And he came out and attacked Trump. So he's still running a campaign against Trump. Trump was the only one that kept his promise. He supported the Republican Party, and he signed a pledge to do so, and they did also, and then they reneged. So they're no different than the Demo Camos. And it's time that we clean up the party, and the best way to clean up the party is not to elect anybody that can hurt Trump. If you think they can hurt Trump on either side, don't vote for them. Vote a replacement. When Trump goes to work, he's got to have nobody working against him. He's got to be able to swing that axe freehand. So he's up against the Bush bots. He's up against Kasich. He's up against Lindsey Graham Cracker, South Carolina. I just watched The Patriot for the 20th time. My God, how much patriotism was down there? Don't let anybody destroy it. You got a governor. What's her name? Kelly Ayotte? All she did was strike the southern colors, the stars and the bars, for a shot at being a vice presidential candidate. She sold out her constituents. Lindsey Graham Cracker, that guy shouldn't be allowed on the streets of South Carolina. That guy is the most vengeful person. When he starts talking about Trump, the venom overruns his venom catcher. It's unbelievable. They got to put his head on the rubber cup. It's really bad. So his fangs can get into the jaw. Yeah, he's bad news. And if John McCain stops short, Lindsey Graham Cracker is going to get a broken nose. And then John McCain is another disappointment. He comes from Arizona, the home of illegal immigration and drug running. Arizona is a drug trafficking hub. And John McCain has been in office for 30 years and never once did he raise a finger to stop it. So, thank you for your service. I know I suffered with you when you got the Jane Fonda workout at the Hanoi Hilton, but you turned Democrat and you screwed your own people. And John, it's time to retire. You could open up a nice Ted Kennedy souvenir shop. You know, I'll come visit it. I'll give you some business. I'll take the Chappaquiddick Bridge with the 57 Oldsmobile. Yeah. A girl, she was how many hours in the, were there? At least 1 hour were there in 9 feet of water. And Kennedy couldn't get her help. He did a Benghazi on her. So, John McCain should retire and open up a souvenir shop. Marco Rubio needs Trump now more than ever, because the Demo Camos have singled him out for destruction. They're going to pick off the senators just in case Trump gets the presidency. While we're watching what they're doing to Trump, they're sneaking around and picking off the senators. Cruz also needs help. And Kasich, he'll get plenty of help from the Demo Camos. And beware of the so-called conservative stink tanks, the National Rebuke, the Weekly Stand Down, and Fix News, who gave the weekend to Madame LaFarce. You know who Madame LaFarce is? I named her after Madame Lavage, Madame Lafarge is in The Three Musketeers. She betrayed the Musketeers. She betrayed France for England. And, oh, she worked for Cardinal Richelieu. Yeah. That would be the equivalent of Kane. Yeah, Citizen Kane. Comrade Kane. Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, we got a tune to play. Let me see where it is. Where is that tune? Bear with me. This must have snuck away from me. I got it. Okay. I'm dedicating this tune to the 22 GIs who were thinking of checking out in the next 24 hours. Guys, you already paid the price. You already died on the battlefield. You're home. You're wounded. You're mentally wounded. Do not give up. There's one person who will help you get through all of this, who knows what you're going through, and it's God. Turn to God for help. If you're doing drugs, get the hell away from drugs. Do not be with drugs. You're big enough. You're strong enough. You can do anything. Make that walk down the street to a local church and get in there. Just have a seat and ask for God's help. He'll talk to you. He'll talk to you. Yep. You took the fall. So, hang around. Hang around and try and get better. And there's one person who knows what you're going through because he's been through it already. You got to get with God. Get away from the drug dealer. Do not do drugs. Do not become an addict because it messes up your mind. Okay, having said that, chapter one of my book, you know, we lost 10,000 Americans in 2014 to heroin. Okay, and Obama has released 5,000 drug dealers from prison. And he did that in conjunction with going to Cuba and making a drug deal with Castro. That's alleged. I allege that. That's what he went there for, to make a big drug deal with Castro. And he put 5,000 dealers out on the streets to handle the flow. Chapter one in my book is the most important chapter, the Spirit of America Party. The cover says, take me to the beach. If you take it to the beach, when you get off the beach, when you finish the book or any part of it, you're going to want to start a revolution. Every movie and TV event is pushing product. Dope jokes sell products. Rehab has an 85% failure rate. You know what the failure, the rehab rate, success rate is from heroin? 1%. Less than 1%. The only way to beat drugs is never do the first one. The drug czar has failed. The first mistake was the title czar. Remember when Obama came to office, he planted 24 czars in the government to destroy the USA. We all know what happened to the czar. When I was growing up in Washington Heights, now the drug center of New York City and further, yuppies came over the George Washington Bridge to buy their social drugs. I was just talking to my wife tonight, and I says, you know, we were ghetto kids. We didn't know it. You know why we didn't know it? Because nobody told us. Yeah, I had a $2 pair of jeans, a $1 pair of sneakers, and a white T-shirt. And my next-door neighbor had a $2 pair of jeans, a $1 pair of sneakers, and a white T-shirt. And like my wife said, she never knew we were poor until she went to nursing school on a scholarship. And the girl started to say, what does your father do? Her father was a mailman. She said, what does my father do? What does that got to do with anything? Right? There you go, man. There you go. So, we didn't know we were poor. We didn't know we were poor until the winter when the snow fell. And then the rich kids would come out with their sleds. And we had linoleum. We used to ride the linoleum. But in the summertime, we could still ride the linoleum on cobblestones going down a hill. And the kids couldn't use their sleds. The rich kids. Every movie and TV event is pushing products. When I was growing up, there were only three known junkies in my world. Can you believe I come from a drug-free generation? You had to jump into it because it wasn't available. You had to go searching for it. Edgar Allan Poe, Gene Krupa, and Hermann Goering. I saw my first junkie on 137th Street in Amsterdam Avenue. He was waiting for his pusher to bring his fix. A young Spanish guy, neatly dressed in a nice suit. He was sweating on a winter day and his skin was yellow. He was waiting to get well. Rule number one, you will never get Colombians to kill their own for American boys and girls who want to experiment. Everybody thinks they're a scientist and everybody thinks they're working with the latest state of the art. You play with fire, you're going to get burned. The nuns used to say, avoid the near occasions of sin. And that's the only way to beat it. You have to avoid it. Take a look at the drug culture icons. They all die on the toilet. Elvis was 42 when he died. And you know where he started with drugs? In Germany when he was in the army. He was taking pills to stay awake on guard duty. Because you get a lot of, you get real drowsy on guard duty. It's the most boring event you'll ever experience. But you won't have to worry about that because you're scheduled to dodge the draft. And don't think that the draft can't come back. But if a nation in crisis needs you, they're going to suck you up. And that's so. Sorry, Elvis, but the truth hurts us. The same with Jimmy, John, Janice, and the cast of Saturday Night Dead. There was an epidemic on Saturday Night Dead. For a couple of months there, they were all croaking. They were all ODing, starting with John Belushi. So having lost the war on dope heads, the dope heads now want to legalize it. They want to legalize it. Drunkenness is beastly, and I can't stand drunks. I hate the mood swings from laughter. I grew up in a neighborhood, there were three bars on every block. I grew up in a big Irish neighborhood. Three bars on every block. Even the kosher delicatessen that had a bar was packed with Irishmen. Yeah. But I got to tell you something. Drugs is beastly, and I can't stand drunks, and I hate the mood swings from laughter to tears to violence to tears to laughter. But I'll take a drunk any day to a junkie. Junkies lie, cheat, steal, murder, and recruit new junkies. Modern-day vampires. As for rehab, we pick up the tab. Let them wander in the desert for 40 years. They destroy love and the will to love. They would sell their mothers whom they no longer recognize. You stay soft on drugs and watch your world collapse. I live with drunks and junkies, and drunkies live longer. They occasionally sober up, and at least you can hear them coming with the bottles and cans being recycled, banging together. So to me, a guy who scores a Budweiser is safer to live with than a joint passer. The sad thing is that today's drunkies are mixing beer and coke, a death cocktail that kills families. The only way that stops drugs is you. No program, no border patrols, just little old you. Like the Greeks say, nothing to excess. Nothing to excess. Just remember, when you're passing the bomber around, that one man's food is another man's poison. You may be genetically equipped to contain a need for alcohol or drugs, but you may be signing your best friend's death warrant. But if you're a junkie already, that's no big deal. I'll tell you a story when I come back. I'm going to jump to a tomb. Trump is the song, the farmer in the dell, and he's the cheese that stands alone and faces all threats. That is the president you want. The Pharisees will lie and tell you he will not be true to his word. Like they were when they told the Benghazi trapped help was on the way. Hey, they never said that. And hey, you never heard it. The drones were close enough to watch them die, but not to bomb. Then, when Pinheta was asked why no rescue attempt, his cover-up answer was, we can't go in guns a-blazing, we don't know the layout. Article 99 of the UCMJ, that's the Uniform Code of Military Justice, says that cowardice in the face of the enemy calls for a firing squad. The top three commanders should be shot. The three blind mice, Obama bin Laden, Hillary Clinton, and Leon Panetta. And what's Panetta's connection to the Institute for Policy Studies? That's a Soviet front group. Is the video maker who scored 500 viewers released from jail yet? How about the Pakistani doctor who gave us Bin Laden. Did his family get the 25 mil, or did Obama give that to Iran also? Here we go. In a new church today, and the lector, there's a part of the celebration where they pray for different wishes and thoughts, and they pray for the sick, and they pray for the dead, and they pray for the Pope, and they pray for the bishop, and they pray, you know, for the parish. And the lector says, and let's pray to end gun violence. And I said to myself, something's wrong here. Because I don't want to come back next week and this guy is talking about it's time to turn in your guns. then I'm going to have to find a more conservative parish. But, of course, the Christians will say, well, he's not talking about gun confiscation. He's talking about gun violence. And the Democrats, you know, they will tell you to turn in your guns, but they're not turning theirs in because they intend to use theirs on you. But I flash back to another priest, an Irish priest in Ireland in the 1700s. Who turned to his parish and asked them to turn their weapons into the British and to show that they were peace-loving. And they turned their weapons into the British, and the British killed them all. And he escaped, and he went on to raise an army to fight the British. And his name was Father Michael. There's a song about him called Bull of Ogue. At Bull of Ogue, as the sun was setting above the bright green meadows of Chemelier, a rebel hand set the heather blazing, and the neighbors came from far and near. And then Father... Oh, I can't remember his last name. It'll come to me. Spurred up the rocks, and arm, he cried, for I'm bound to lead you for Ireland's sake. We fight or die. And he'd had a few victories, but eventually, I think at Bull of Ogue, he was defeated. And he, the song goes, they burned his body upon the rack, but they didn't burn his body upon a rack. they stuffed him in a barrel and they poured tar over his head and set his head on fire. Now, that's the British. That's the civilized British. So when you get into war, you know there's no such thing as civilized. So be careful when somebody says turn your guns in. Admiral Yamamoto was asked why he didn't follow up after Pearl Harbor and invade California. You know what his answer was? His answer was, the reason we're not going to is behind every blade of grass is an American with a gun. And that's why he didn't do it. And to all the communists who tell you that Nagasaki and Hiroshima were American atrocities, just ask them this one question. If Japan had the A-bomb first, would they have used it? If Hitler had the A-bomb first, would he have used it? If Stalin had the A-bomb first, would he have used it? And you know the answer. The kumbaya answer is the lion will lay down with the lamb. The mainstream American answer is the lion will lay down with the lamb until lunchtime. We'll give you the summons. Oh, what did I do here?
Let me turn and follow you.
some headlines from the Tea Party. Latest news. Get ready for an unpredictable election. Debate committee defends scheduling against NFL games. Trump, media ignored victims of Benghazi. Open borders, who spoke at GOP convention. Jeb Bush, Trump so incredibly disrespectful to Khan family. The top rhinos are Democrats, folks. You better take a good look at them and get rid of them. You'll be safer. Charles Koch saying, I'm helping Hillary is blood libel. Mark Cuban at Hillary rally. Trump's a, and he said a bad word. Olympics dirty bomb fears UN. Atomic agency helping guard Rio Olympics from ISIS terror attack. You know, at the Democrat convention, two guys came over the fence. You know, they had a four mile fence, 8 feet high. That's more than they got on the border. And two guys in black came over the fence, and they could have been carrying bombs. Luckily, they were just sensationalists looking for attention. The Clinton Foundation, state and Kremlin connections. Oh, deflection is one of the arts of the party of death. They blame and deflect. But you got to look at Bill Clinton's commission, paid to him by a Canadian billionaire. I think he got $110 million for making an introduction. He introduced the president of Kazakhstan to this Canadian billionaire for the purpose of buying uranium from Kazakhstan because they could ship it easier to Iran. And Clinton made the intro and got, isn't that a nice commission? Report raises questions about Clinton cash from Russians during reset. You want to know those 33,000 emails that disappeared? I'll bet you Obama's on a lot of them. I'll bet you the whole party's on a lot of them. I'll bet you there's a lot of names on a lot of them. You remember the hooker in Washington, D.C., the madam? She had a black book of who her customers were. You remember her? She was in the press and then out of the press faster than a Benghazi cover-up. She threatened to name all the names in her book. Guess what happened to her? She committed suicide. A lot of suicides around politicians. And now I see that guy that they accused of murdering Chandra Levy is innocent. That is really sad. This is interesting. There's some comments. Let me see what this is. Because not too many people talk about the John Birch Society. Obama's scheme becomes a dark reality the final days. If you were Barack Obama, a Marxist revolutionary disguised as a Democrat, who after promising fundamental transformation, delivered it nonstop during his presidency, but was in grave danger of seeing his beloved radical changes eviscerated once he leaves office, what would you be doing right now? No need to guess. He has an advisor, Cecilia Munoz, director of the White House Domestic Policy Council. Clearly sums up the mission of Team Obama. She's also tied into La Raza, the race. A national executive with the La Raza, a radical pro-amnesty Hispanic activist group. That all sounds nice, doesn't it? That means they're communists, comunistas. Yeah, so they go on to say all the things she's going to do to America in the next 5 months. So we got three comments, I'll tell you. Angelo says, Obama has been transparently jihadist for several years now. Don't let your congressman get away with it. It wasn't me that allowed this stuff to happen. Or she did not vote to censure Obama. They are all at fault. Find and evaluate his voting record. The John Birch Society has a record of all the votes of all the congressmen. Oh, I'd like to find out. I had a list of 48 senators who voted to burn the flag. SJR7. And they did it 40 days before 9/11. And I had a hard copy, but I can't find it, and it's disappeared. It's disappeared because the vote didn't pass, so somebody scrapped the voters. And Margaret says, where has the John Birches gone? I thought the Tea Party took over their platform. Mary says, my prayer is when this POS is out of office along with his... oh, this is bad. I can't say this. Along with Cecilia Munoz. And, oh, sure, this one's really... And Valerie Jarrett. Time is up, and the American people are able to pull all of them along with Hillary in jail for a lifetime for all their corruption and destroying this country. Oh, Margaret says, but wait, where are all the FEMA camps, and isn't he going to run for a third term? Oh, my. So all the promises from you and the Tea Party on how he should be impeached and how he was going to have the Muslims here to take over and kill all Christians and chop your heads off. What the hell? Aren't those UN trucks getting ready? I have heard all the dastardly deeds Obama was going to do. And it's almost over and nothing's come to pass. Damn that Alex Jones, Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, and the rest. They never get anything right and I counted on them. Lots of laughs. So Margaret has raided this website. As to the spike in killings, place all the blame on the NRA and the don't take. Margaret is a communist. She got a hammer and sickle on her forehead. Yeah, guns, 32,000 deaths a year. Margaret, that's nothing. The Democrats kill 1,200,000 babies. They pull them apart. They sell their brains for $3,400. Margaret, oh, she's from Hawaii. Oh, yeah, that explains everything. They're all Democrats. And Larry says what I just said. Why is 55 million plus aborted human beings acceptable? Did guns kill them? Margaret is bad. Margaret is sour grapes. And the John Birches are not Tea Party. You know what? I got a guy that's an expert on communism. He's been following it since Stalin wore knickers. And he can tell you everything about everybody that's ever been associated with the Communist Party. He is the one expert in the country. He knows all the strategies. He goes to all the meetings. He can't show his face because he wouldn't be here. He would be committing suicide with three bullets in the back of the head. And he can tell you everything you want to know about communism. And he says that Bill Buckley destroyed the John Birch Society. How's that? And when I see the National Review that was founded by Bill Buckley, I'm starting to believe him. I call them now the National Rebuke. Going back, I got 2 minutes left. I'm going to play a song called The Old Man. And I'm playing this for guys who lost their father. Or their grandfather. And it's also for the girls. And speaking of girls, you know, as a man, a father of a daughter, when they're little, you're like God in their eyes. You're the Superman. You're their knight in shining armor. You're their hero. And when they fall down, first thing they say is, Daddy, can you help me? Daddy, I'm hurt. Can you help me? And there was a father walking with his daughter in San Francisco. Her name was Kate, and she got shot in the back by an illegal alien. And as her father held her in his arms, I'm sure she said, Daddy, can you help me? And that's why we need the wall. And that's why Trump is the answer. So I'm closing with the old man.
But the minutes fly and the years roll by for a father and his son. And suddenly when it happened, there was so much left unsaid. No second chance to tell him thanks for everything he's done. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memory lingers.